Hospitals are taking a bigger financial hit as the number of drug makers limiting 340B discounts doubles. A record 36 million people have insurance through ACA coverage pathways. And more than 2 years later, hospital volumes still haven't returned to pre-pandemic levels. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Friday, May 6th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where I get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As the number of pharmaceutical companies restricting discounts to 340B hospitals using contract pharmacies doubled, so did the financial impact. A March survey from 340B Health, a group that represents qualifying hospitals, finds those hospitals will have a median loss of $2.2 million this year in contract pharmacy savings, compared with $1 million last year. For a tenth of hospitals, the losses are projected to be much higher at $21 million this year. The number of pharmaceutical companies restricting 340B discounts for hospitals dispensing drugs at contract pharmacies climbed from 8 in December to 16 in April. The manufacturers have taken issue with the proliferation of contract pharmacies in the 340B program, alleging higher rates of fraud and duplicative billing. Several court battles between these drug companies and the federal government are ongoing. The 340B program requires pharmaceutical companies to provide 20 to 50% discounts for drugs participating hospitals purchase. Over 40% of hospitals now qualify for these discounts, and 340B drug sales have totaled $38 billion in 2020. More than three-quarters of respondents to the March 340B health survey said they'll need to make cuts or adjustments to programs if the discount restrictions stay in place. A record number of Americans, nearly 36 million, have health insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act coverage pathways, like the exchanges and Medicaid expansion. That's up from 31 million people last year, according to a new report from the Department of Health and Human Services. An all-time high of 14.5 million people signed up for individual market health insurance plans on healthcare.gov and state-based exchanges during the open enrollment period this year. That's partially due to enhanced federal subsidies as part of the American Rescue Plan that translated to a 20% drop in average monthly premiums during this open enrollment period. Marketplace enrollment growth combined with increased Medicaid enrollment means the nation's uninsured population is near its 2016 historic low of 8.6%. However, these gains could be temporary. The enhanced federal tax credits for the individual market plans are set to expire at the end of the year unless Congress extends them. And once the COVID public health emergency ends, Medicaid programs will reevaluate eligibility, which is likely to result in a drop in coverage. More than 2 years after the pandemic's onset, patient volumes across hospital settings still haven't returned to pre-pandemic levels. Recent data from analytics firm Strata Decision Technology finds that while outpatient volume continues to exceed pre-COVID levels, inpatient emergency department and observation volume is still below the 2019 baseline. The unpredictability of this volume is likely to continue as COVID ebbs and flows regionally. In contrast, the volume of outpatient virtual care visits has remained consistent, even as consumers return to in-person or outpatient visits, driving up the overall level above the pre-pandemic baseline. Some of this increase in outpatient visits is part of a potentially longer-term shift in consumers turning to urgent care clinics and doctor's offices, either in-person or virtually, for lower acuity care needs. While the temporary nature of telehealth reimbursement and licensing policies have been the main obstacle to longer-term planning for virtual visits, about half of states have implemented permanent payment parity policies for telemedicine. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, following the rest of the market, the healthcare sector dropped Thursday, falling almost 2%. One of the few outliers was insurer Centene, which rose 2.3% after announcing plans to sell two of its pharmacy businesses as part of plans to refocus on its core business. Thanks for listening to Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. Gist Healthcare Daily is an independent production of Gist Healthcare.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.